Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Rose, condoms. I couldn't think of anything, and so.
But that's classic. That's it. That's, you know, niggas will never forget that moment in television history.
I just have, you know, a lot. This is a busy week, and so I didn't have time to dedicate to a movie / TV monologue today. So that's what you get.
It's fine.
So hey guys, welcome back. I am. No, I don't want to be Stan. I'll be Sophia's son, Phil.
Okay. Then I'll be Solange's kinky straight clip-ins.
Great. And this is the read. Hey, awesome.
I haven't done anything but listen to that album, so.
It's really good.
I'm like obsessed. It's really good.
Really good.
It was exactly what I needed. But you know, me and the No Sisters are on the same wavelength anyway, so.
It's actually like, that was one of my Black Excellence choices this week.
Look at that. Moving right on into it.
Solange's new album, A Seat at the Table, is... It's pretty much everything that I expect and need from Solange. And
like, whose name means sun angel.
I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
That is just so her.
I mean, it's literally her.
Yes.
Like, everything about her.
Right, exactly.
Is that.
Oh, the album is so good. What's your favorite?
I don't even know yet. I do like Mad.
Mm-hmm.
But literally... Every song.
They're all so good.
Weary is really good. I'm forgetting one right now.
My
absolute
her
favorite.
Her interludes are amazing. She does a really good job of interludes. She didn't put 60 skits on this album like you niggas do. Her interludes all made sense and tied into the theme of the record and went into each individual song. They're just excellent.
Don't You Wait.
Don't You Wait.
I love Don't You Wait.
I'm going back and forth right now. My top three are probably For Us, By Us. FUBU. That one is excellent. The one where she tells white people don't be mad that you can't participate. It's just... Oh. And then Don't Wish Me Well and Cranes in the Sky. Cranes in the Sky is beautiful. But those three, I could probably listen to all day, every day. But like I said, haven't listened to shit but this album since it came out. So shout out to you, Solange, because this is everything, girl. It's everything. It's so good.
Oh, and the visuals are really great as well.
Oh, yeah. The videos she put out, just beautiful. And I think her husband directed a couple of them.
I really appreciate all of the tweet. I'm sorry. Like, I just...
Yeah, tweets on three or four different records.
Is all up and through this album. And it's just... It almost gives me Missy. Because, like,
yes, because Missy uses tweet that way.
Missy would always be good for, like, giving you whatever little R&B bop. And then out of nowhere, you hear this just soulful, angelic cooing.
Right.
And it's bitch, is that tweet?
Yes. I have to be mad about.
So,
like,
I'm
damn, they're gonna tweet.
It's a wonderful choice.
So good.
All the features.
So
great.
Good. Everything about it is just phenomenal.
Also,
and she did some work on HBO. She did some work on Insecure.
Oh, yeah. She did do some work on Insecure. And so did Rafael Sadiq.
Yeah. I think Rafael Sadiq worked on the score and she worked on the soundtrack. And then he worked on Cranes in the Sky, I think, and a couple other songs. So
Black Musical Unity.
Amazing. Amazing. Such a good record.
Also, Serena Williams Fader cover and
Spread.
Oh, yes. Because get
Give
into
it up
it.
For that bitch.
And last but not least, the new show on Netflix, Luke Cage, for my nerdy folks.
I saw an episode of that. Don't do me.
Well, you're conforming to nerdism.
Oh, that's true.
Or whatever, I guess. But for those of you who aren't familiar with Luke Cage, even if you have heard of a couple Marvel comics, I wouldn't be surprised if you've never heard of Luke Cage because he's black. So, you know, they don't talk about him that much. Either way.
Oh, I thought they invented him just for the Netflix show.
Oh, hell no. Luke Cage is super old. But, like, he's actually one of the more popular black comic book characters, if you could name some.
Really?
But either way, he's absolutely, like, impenetrable. Literally, he's bulletproof. Oh, yes. You can't stab him. You can't shoot him.
That fight in the diner or whatever, where he took all five of them niggas down. I was like, oh, yikes.
And if you watch Jessica Jones, then you should be familiar with his character because he was in that show as well that came out earlier this year. And, I mean, if nothing else, Alfie Woodard is in it, and the lead character is absolutely beautiful in chocolate.
So he is very fun.
Go get your life. It's like a modern-day blaxploitation action.
It's set in Harlem. Show. I kept looking around like, oh shit, that's around the corner. Like, yeah, that's two blocks over.
Like, it's real Harlem. Yeah, so it is. That's great as well.
It's a good show. So, yeah.
Lots of great black representation, sports, music, and film. There you go. Go get you a slice.
Yeah, goodness. Nice things.
Well, we're done with that. So let's move on into the bulk of the program for today.
Father.
You know, there isn't much here.
Okay.
I feel like maybe I could just do a little perusing and maybe search for something else to throw into the
mix. Maybe this week we really won't do a 2-hour episode like we always say we won't.
You know what?
Maybe this time it'll actually happen.
Yes. Why not?
Whose Instagram are you on? I'm being nosy.
The Shade Room.
Oh, girl.
They always got, like, they get right to it.
Everybody's problems right there on social media.
Just right away.
Just laid on out.
Here's everyone's business. And...
Hey, girl, something wrong in your life? Because it's probably on the Shade Room.
Hollywood Squares, literally.
It's really what it is. Circle gets the square.
Rihanna has dreads, which...
Like them yarn dreads I got a couple years
yes.
ago?
Yes.
Okay.
Huge all the way down to, like, her calves.
Mm.
And I'm for it just because Rihanna's from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So
I hope they're lighter than mine because I had to cut mine out after 2 weeks. Oh, them hoes were so heavy.
Super dark.
God, they are so heavy.
Oh, you mean, like, lighter
right.
in terms
no,
of weight.
Not light as in color.
Sure,
Nick Rod.
Sure. By the way, my prayers are going out to everybody in the Caribbean over in Haiti.
Oh yeah,
the
Hurricane
Matthew shit. Yeah. It's so strange when you live in the Caribbean or like even in South Florida because you kind of have like this perpetual like fear of if it's gonna be that year. Because hurricane season, first of all, lasts like the whole year. Maybe there are like 2 months that mm-hmm. don't count, and so we get used to hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
Even I remember growing up, they would be like, hey, so it's like a Category 3 on the way. And you'd be like, oh, girl, I'm going to go get some wings.
That's tornado season in Oklahoma.
Right.
They'd be like, oh, it's a twister 20 miles outside of Tulsa. You'd be like, cool, do I have time to give me a Coney or nah?
But we live in, a lot of us live anyway, in conditions, even if it's the ghetto or not the brightest part of wherever we at least like the actual foundation, like the land itself. Miami, for instance, is totally built for hurricanes, which is why we'll be like, girl, what? put some more sauce on them ribs. Shut your ass
up. I do not care, girl.
But there are certain places like islands and even places here in the country that aren't. And so you have to think about whether or not that storm is going to be the one that's going to fuck shit up. So my prayers anyway are going out to anybody who has been affected by the storm. And I hope that everything gets cleared up. I hope everyone's safe and so on.
Amen.
So, besides Rihanna's, I mean, I'm not seeing anything else that I didn't jot down that I want to talk about.
I like that you're like, oh, let me see if I can get some more stories. Let me just go in the Shade Room real quick.
Sure. I mean, where else would you, I mean, this is where you start.
And not even their website, but their Instagram.
Nobody goes to the website.
Well, blogging has changed, man. It really has. Crazy to see how shit has shifted in just a few years.
Hey, y'all. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding a work-life balance can be tough. Okay. If anybody knows, I know. But Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. If you don't know, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can use Squarespace to create a website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to your time. All in one place. With the new guided design Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website that's optimized for every device and make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in certain countries, you can give customers the chance to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. Y'all know I love Squarespace. I used it to put our website together. This is thereed.com. I've also used it on my personal website, crystal.com. And that is because, first of all, it's very easy to use if you ever need to update it. It's simple to log in, make whatever updates you can make or whatever you need to do without knowing any code or anything like that. And it helps me to just stay organized, do everything I need to do. Because you got to have a web presence, okay? It's 2024. You got to have a web presence. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/thereed to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Let them know Kifuri and Crystal sent you. All right, let's get back to the show.
When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? We've told you. It's your girl, ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast, honey. And right now you can try it for free, girl, at ZipRecruiter.com/thereed. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I've actually used ZipRecruiter for my own personal things on the back end. And it really does work pretty quickly. And I also appreciate that it's easy to use because, you know, this aging brain of mine in technology, we're parting ways, which makes me sad, but that's a different conversation. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/thereed. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/thereed. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Now let's get back to show.
Some white pastor was ordered to take off a Black Lives Matter shirt at a Trump rally. Balls.
Girl, what?
Apparently SZA's album is being held up by
I thought that was gonna be part of the topics. I thought you was gonna talk about
it. I didn't want to bring it up because I'm actually pissed. Yeah. Like, I don't know what their problem is down there or what's going on.
Especially
since he was gonna be shady about it on Twitter after she said something. But right. I'm gonna need y'all to go ahead and figure that shit out and drop my girl's shit because I'm tired of waiting. And quite frankly, let me be quiet.
Nah, we've been waiting on A for a long ass time and we're fucking ready. And if she's like, well, listen, it's nothing else for me to do. Like, what else do you even want me to do? This nigga's holding up my shit. Then why are y'all playing with her? I don't get it. What has SZA done to TDE or that nigga? I don't understand it. Give us the fucking music.
Chris Brown's lie situation with homegirl looks like it's not going anywhere. Surprise, surprise.
It's not?
No.
So he really did pull a gun on this wife?
No, like the case isn't going anywhere.
Oh. Well, you see, since Chris hadn't, I haven't heard anything else about it since, so I figured that they knew that this girl was lying on Chris and his friends and they were just gonna let it go and it was gonna fade off into the sunset. So it's still, like, they still in court for this?
Well, no. I mean, I don't really know where it's going, but it looks like it's about to reach a dead end and just kind of get thrown out. Mm. The girl who made the allegations apparently also just lost some sort of closet pageant that she had going on and walked out in fiery outrage. Well, so that's where her life is at.
I'm just waiting for them to file charges on her lying ass.
Fans have started an online petition to rename an Atlanta highway after Shawty Lowe. I'm getting off share.
Yeah, this is not news. That's very sweet, though.
Pretty great. Samira Wiley from Orange is the New Black is engaged to her snow boo, Lauren Morelli, who was a writer and producer for the show.
Did she write that death? I'm not talking about it because I did not watch the entire season of Orange and the New Black because so many black women hit me up and said, sis, don't do it to yourself. It's very hurtful and you're going to be very emotional at the end of it. So I'm not even about to get into Orange and the New Black and what them people decided to do. I will just say congratulations to Samira and Lauren and I hope you niggas is happy together, Dykin, and stay together for a long time. Yay.
I haven't watched Orange is the New Black in like 2 seasons.
I cannot watch the most recent one because it ended on such, remember it ended on like a happy note. They were having a good day. they had, the guards were like distracted or whatever.
The last episode I saw was when Homegirl got hit by that car.
Oh my God. Oh, you are two whole seasons behind.
Entire seasons.
Never mind then. But it ended on like a really sweet, kind of happy note. And I thought Pusey was going to be like happy. And, you know, maybe things were going to turn around. But then I heard about what happened this season, and it was just too much for me. Like, with all the Black death and stuff going on in real life, I just don't want to watch it on TV. I don't want to see that. I want to see white people fucking up and being like, oh, my bad, didn't mean it. Like, that's just, no thank you. So, I skipped it.
Well, you know, cool.
Yeah. I mean, I used to be very much in love with Samira Wiley, but...
You've moved on to Young M.A.
I've moved on to Young M.A. and a couple other young gentle studs who are more up my alley.
Studlier.
But you know, moments. I'm happy to see two people in love. Congratulations.
Great for you guys.
I'm doing my very best to not be a hating ass bitch right now. So, yeah.
Good for you.
You see me? Do you see me growing?
You're doing a very good job.
Do you see me flirt? Like, I'm doing really well.
Soulja Boy has decided to leave Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, as he says it is too ratchet for his brand.
For his brand of Soulja Boy off in this hoe, watch me crank and Superman that hoe.
Soulja Boy.
Okay.
Is this like a knockoff Chanel brand on his forehead?
Yes.
What is this between his eyebrows? Isn't that like a it's like Chanel, but what is
that? Isn't that a Miami Heat hat?
It is, but that doesn't have anything to do with me. What does that have to do with literally anything? What are you trying to say?
I thought you were calling that the knockoff Chanel.
I'm talking about the tattoo on his forehead.
Oh, I thought you meant the hat. I was like, you don't know your own team.
Bitch. Logo. Are you out of your... I worked for them. What?
I was like, this nigga... Okay.
You can't even help yourself.
Don't, baby. Don't mind. Finish the story.
The tweet that he posted says, I've decided to quit Love and Hip Hop.
Excuse me.
I feel my brand is too big for the show now.
It's not.
It's too ratchet. I have my own new TV show coming soon, which I'm sure will not be ratchet at all.
Right. No, sure. That will be wholesome, great quality entertainment for the whole family.
It's going to be an educational puppet show starring and hosted by Soulja Boy. It's going to be the new Gullah Island.
It is. You're right. He's going to come out here and just fuck up
come
the world.
Come and let's play together.
Nick Jr. is about to be shook. This nigga's coming for y'all's necks.
Bitch! Like, too ratchet.
Right.
What is wrong with this nigga?
I mean, and that show is ratchet as fuck, but not too ratchet for somebody named Soulja Boy. You don't even spell Soulja correctly.
You don't?
It's right up your fucking lane.
Even spell Soulja correctly.
It's all about you. That show fits you perfectly. What you mean? You not too good, my nigga. At all.
Does he still sell those sneakers? Yums? Isn't that what they were called?
He has a shoe called Yums. I'm finna Google it too. Don't do this.
White. That he has some
Soulja
shoes
Boy.
Called Yums.
Yums.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, there it is.
Yeah. And they're super ugly.
Oh my God, they're hideous.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. They're pretty bad. Like, everything about Soulja Boy is ratchet, so I don't know if he's like...
And, like, the fourth story here is 10 brands that should have never made shoes. The fourth story on Google is, guess who should have never, ever, ever designed a tennis shoe? This nigga.
Soulja Boy.
I mean, they are hideous, so.
They're pretty fucking
You know what?
Ugly.
They look like some corny Cali nigga shoes. That's exactly what they look like.
Well, you know, I think that Atlanta has pretty much just given Soulja Boy away, and they're completely okay with him being.
Yeah, no, he can be a California native now. It's fine. They don't want him no more. Atlanta got enough talent to claim. Okay.
Well, is Teddy Riley taking his niece? Is he taking Teddy Riley's niece with him? And Teddy Riley's daughter.
Right,
I mean?
right, Nia. Oh, you know, I truly hope so, because she don't have a storyline without him, right? That's her thing, fucking him like
most
a dumbass.
Of the women on the show don't have a storyline without some nigga.
But you would think Nia Riley would be able to sustain her place on the show just off the strength of her last name.
Does anybody on that show have a storyline by themselves except maybe Nikki?
You mean any of the women?
Yes, any of the women.
No, they do not. Princess don't. Whoever was fucking Lil Fizz don't.
Monice?
Yes. That other little bitch don't. No, you're right. None of the women are like... None of them. They don't have a Remy Ma on that cast. They don't have a... I'm the boss. They don't have a Jackie Christie. Never mind. Not Jackie.
Did you just say Jackie Christie?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I take it back. Wow. I take it back.
Not even Shawnee O'Neal. At least Shawnee O'Neal started Basketball Live after Shaq left her.
Don't do this. Yeah. I mean, I don't care. Nia Riley, girl, whatever. It's a shame that that's how Nia Riley decided to introduce herself to the world formally.
Right?
Through Love and Hip Hop?
Love will really make you do something dumb.
Or maybe just dick will make you do it, because that was very, very stupid. You Teddy Riley's daughter. For the next 20 years at least, niggas gonna be like, Teddy Riley daughter. Like, girl, you could have turned that into something.
You gotta love yourself.
You do.
Did we talk about the 411?
Whom?
Did we talk about the 411?
Do you mean the show?
The 411 the interview?
Yes, we did last week. Yes, we did.
Damn it. Okay.
Or I don't think you had seen it. We talked about the clip that was on the internet.
I mean, there really wasn't much to it. I kind of skimmed through it. The interview was cute. And then I just jumped directly to the singing because that's what I wanted to
that's
see.
That's what's important.
And important. All that matters is it literally was, it exceeded my expectations and desires. Oh, it was so great. It was so awkward.
Oh, you talked about it at Kid Fury Live.
Yes, briefly.
That's what it was.
It was just magic.
I was left wondering who exactly made this decision. Did Hillary Clinton reach out to Apple? Like, what? Who? How did this come together? Hillary and Mary?
I think that Hillary was like, find black people who have microphones and just ask them if we can come and talk about some black shit.
I bet she said she probably took in all her black staffers, which I'm sure she has quite a few.
I'm sure, yes.
And said, tell me who are the top five most respected people by your aunties.
She's like, okay, well.
Poll your aunts and let me know who's their fave. Because she knew she needs to get to the older blacks.
Right.
The younger blacks are pretty much with Hillary. Older blacks don't hate her. But, you know,
you
still.
Better.
Right, you got some work to do. So get on
Once
in there with
I
the
get
aunties.
Off into this cookout crowd, bitch.
Okay, she
when
knew.
When I get into this potato salad crafting
she
crowd.
Said, bitch, when I get into this roller set outside the house audience, it's going to be game the fuck over.
That's when I truly win.
When I talk to the bitches wearing a house coat to the grocery store.
The moo moo wearing the crowd.
I mean, and it's honestly, it's me, so.
Right. Woo. If nothing else, Hillary has been making me laugh consistently.
She has.
For the past 2 weeks, I think. And so I will give her those points because I'm going to vote for you anyway.
Right, I have to.
So if you can give me literally anything positive to say about you, I'll take it. So there's that.
I told you, all I want is for Hillary Clinton to not piss me off. Just don't piss me off.
Just don't make it unbearable.
Right.
Don't make it
impossible to vote for you.
Please. That's
right
all
now
I'm asking.
Still, and when you put her next to Trump, it makes her look so much better.
Did you see the SNL skit?
No.
Oh my God, watch it. It's actually hilarious. So Alec Baldwin played Trump beautifully.
Oh, I have to see it now.
And the whole joke was basically that Hillary didn't really even need to say anything. Like at one point she was like, Lester is like, Hillary, you got 2 minutes to respond. Hillary was like, that's okay.
That's
you can
right.
have my two. You can have my 2 minutes. Like, and just let him speak.
Woo.
She's can.
Was it the real Hillary or somebody else playing her?
No.
Oh,
shoot me for not being able to remember
even
her name
funnier.
Right now. No, but it was like SNL cast members who
got
did
it.
And it was just hilarious.
Got it.
So, yeah. I mean, if these debates are like a reality show to you, then.
I mean. They're just,
it's like
if you've
election.
Never watched a presidential debate before, you have to watch them this election just because they are so funny.
They're really good.
Donald Trump tells zero facts. Have you looked at any of the fact check? Like, I would watch the debate. I watched it back and then read up on, like, political websites, listening to some political podcasts and stuff. And I think they said Donald Trump, of all the words he said, only 2.5% of them were facts. Like, of all the statements he made, less than 3% were facts. And
Lester was sitting there like,
fucked up or super fucked up.
Lester was like, that's actually not,
that's
not that's true.
Not it.
Like, we actually have it. Wrong.
That's not how it goes.
Wrong.
Did you
wrong.
Watch the VP debate?
Oh, yeah.
All night long, Tim Kaine was like, but your candidate. Your candidate. Said he was going to build a wall and called Mexicans rapists and said he wanted to deport all the Muslims. And old boy was like, no, Donald Trump didn't say that. All that Donald Trump is trying to do is make America great. It's like, but sis.
No.
Here go the receipts. What I really appreciate is that these white people on the Democratic side, they may not be the best debaters. They may not be super interesting, but they have the facts to back that shit up. And Donald Trump straight up said, not paying taxes makes me smart. Great. I'm going to hold on to that nugget. And when the IRS calls me, I'm going to say, well, girl, the GOP nominee told me that it's simply brilliant to just not give you niggas no money.
I mean,
so whatever problem you have with your roads,
laid it all out there for you.
So, I mean, we're just not paying taxes in this bitch, you know?
Do you want me to just be a poor businessman or just not really? I mean, he wants to make America great again. I feel great about not paying mine.
Yeah,
so.
You know what will make America great? Having the richest people in the country pay $0 in federal income tax.
And the people who have all of the money.
Right, and have the rest of us foot the bill, even though they have more wealth than 99% of the rest of us.
Even though you have the most money.
Yeah.
I don't.
But you should be tax-free.
I just love it. Yeah. I think that if nothing else, I just get super stoned before the debates. And I kick back with whichever snack I felt like on that day. And I get to cackling. Because when I tell you, this may be the funniest debate, like presidential election, that I've ever seen in my life. And I don't know if it'll ever get funnier. So unless Kanye West really runs for president. So I just, you know, I'm taking the opportunity, at least, rather than being afraid for the future of the country, to just get my laughs in where I can before I got to approach that ballot.
Yeah.
Because these niggas are hilarious. Just funny. Woo. The moderator is like, I actually have the printout of
it's right
what
here.
You said. No, I never said that. I actually...
No, but you did.
I have a clip right
here's
here
the time
on
stamp.
My smartphone.
Would you like to watch the
we
footage
got a
of you?
Video of you saying it. That's not me. Like, it's so good. And this is why other countries are laughing their asses off at us all
Woo,
the time.
Oh, this fucking place, man.
Other countries be interrupting their primetime TV like, we're going to just jet right on over to the...
We're going to jump right over to the States real quick.
The next time you bitches complain about us, just remember that you ain't these niggas.
Right. The next time you have something to say about what we're doing over here, remember at least you're not American.
Kid Cudi has informed... the great social media web world that he is checking into rehab for depression and suicidal urges. He says that it's something that he's been struggling with for as long as he can remember. He never leaves the house because of it. He can't make new friends because of it. He doesn't trust. And he wants to have peace. He's scared for his life and so on and so forth. So
damn, that's fucked up.
It actually explains a lot of his previous or his recent behavior in terms of the lashing out at Kanye West and Drake. And
oh, yes. Oh, right. That's
that
where I've heard
thing
his name
he got
lately.
Into.
Right, right, right. Going and, through it.
And then there was this whole issue after that with his child's mother who filed a restraining order, and I believe she got...
Oh, yeah, because he called her or texted her like 70,000 times or something crazy. He did something. Hit her up like an absolutely ridiculous number of times in a row, and she was like, okay, do not disturb.
So, you know, I gave That's you sad. Shit for it, and I don't take it back, but I at least applaud your bravery for acknowledging that you do have some mental things that you need to deal with, some emotional things that you need to deal with, because that's important. A lot of us are just so used to having the narrative of we black and we angry, or we black and we're just fucked up, and we don't even think about if there's something deeper there and how we can actually get help for it and make our lives better. So at least he did that, and I hope that it can lead to more conversations within the black community about what depression is and all of that stuff, so that hopefully we can, you know, move forward.
In this arena, definitely, because black people need some work in the mental health arena, definitely.
Absolutely.
I did not know you could go to rehab for that, though. They have rehab for everything.
Literally everything.
Let me find out. You could check yourself in and be like, I just need some help getting it together.
Right. I'm about to just...
I just need...
What are you here for? I'm tired.
Truth is,
I just wanted to get away. I heard you guys have juice.
I just needed a moment.
Like, so
I heard y'all had cookies in the back.
I'm just
going to
make myself comfortable.
I'm just going to go sit down if that's all right with you.
Brought my own blanket so you don't have to worry about it. I'm totally fine.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Just move aside.
Yeah, I'm going to do the intake later.
So, you know, great for him.
It is good for him, though, for real. All jokes aside, that's amazing.
And I think Kanye did, I don't know if we mentioned about Kanye, but he went back afterwards, after he, like, read him to pieces at that show, and then went back afterwards and was like, Kid Cudi's my brother, I hope he gets help or whatever. So
okay,
this kind of explains a bit more of that
perspective.
Right,
you're right. So maybe he called Kanye and was like, my bad, bro, I'm mad depressed.
You know, I'm real fucked up right now.
And Kanye knows what that's like.
He should.
So he was like, you know what, bro, prayers up.
Speaking of which, Kanye West ended one of his recent concerts early.
I do not care.
After news broke that his wife, Kim Kardashian, was robbed at gunpoint at a hotel in Paris. Apparently, some men disguised as police officers threatened a concierge with a weapon, handcuffed him, forced their way into her private apartment, where they bound and gagged her and stole approximately $10 million worth of jewelry, left her in the tub, and escaped. The men are still at large. Kim has since boarded a flight and I guess gone home. I know that's where the fuck I would be going.
Yeah, I think the same night she was like, well, time to go.
I mean, what the fuck
else? Why would you stay? Right. Why would you stay?
Especially since, like, some days before, some guy, like, ran up and tried to kiss her butt. Did you
really
see that?
No, but where's her security? Why doesn't she have any?
Her security was with her when that happened, so I still don't know how they got so close to her. Like, is this a setup? Like,
bitch, listen, tell Kanye to call Beyonce and ask her to talk to Julius about
Julius
what you niggas need to do.
Would blow your head off before you get 100 feet.
It's been twice
range
now that Julius has looked me in my eyes like, I will fuck you up if you don't get the fuck out of my way.
Understand. I don't care
with the shit
how deep your love is.
Do not give a fuck.
I will kill you.
And he be having that look in his eyes like, I'm here to be nice. Like, you know, this is all about being
nice. I am only trying
to be
nice.
Not here to be a mean guy.
Because she constantly has to tell me to fix my face. But understand. Because Beyonce will be,
fuck y'all up. That'll be what I do.
It's been a couple of times where Beyonce has been like, God damn right.
Like, Julia, simmer down.
Shit. Okay. Fuck.
Calm down, killer.
Every now and then she had to be like, I am just.
It's okay. I'll talk to him, Julius.
Hello.
I'll say hi to the kids, Julius.
They are allowed to look at me.
No, we not. Julius be like, nah, because it starts with a look.
Right. That's where it
that's
begins.
That's where it begins, Beyonce.
You give them a gaze and then they don't know where to stop.
Julius be taking care of Jay-Z, Solange, Beyonce, Blue
everybody,
Ivy, Miss
Tina. Every
damn self.
Fucking one. Everybody. Everyone. Like.
So I don't know what Kim Kardashian's bodyguards are doing, but clearly somebody needs to be the fuck fired. If that story is true, nigga, everybody getting fired.
Yes. If this story is true, and I will take it for that as of right now, that this is something that truly happened, then not only do there needs to be firing going on, there needs to be like a few feet and a few rectum. I feel like
I have
there
to imagine
just
Kanye
be
went
a couple
the fuck
of
off.
Elbows
man
on a temple or two.
Man.
Because that's just amazing to me that that could have even happened. And actually, it was really sad and confusing for me for two reasons. I thought it was confusing because I had to defend Kim Kardashian. And it was sad.
Why? Why did you have to defend Kim Kardashian?
Because there were so many people who were like, who were acting like, who cares? Or like, oh, there are bigger things in the world to worry about. Sure, but why, again, are we acting like it's impossible for us to care about more than one thing? Mm. Or impossible for us to show empathy in this area and yeah, also give a fuck about other things? Like, I don't know about the brain that God gave everybody else, but I just feel like mine isn't like superhuman. I don't think I have a mutant brain. And I'm still able to be like, damn, that's really fucked up that happened to that girl. Black Lives Matter.
Whoa.
Women should have this too. You know, trans people should have rights and respect.
Yes.
Women should be like, I can still do all of those things.
You
know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm not associating Black Lives Matter.
I was like,
this.
Yikes.
No.
Oh no. Don't bring that bitch into this. No, but you're right though. You're right though. You is right though.
It was just like really crazy to me because I'm like, I don't even care about Kim Kardashian. I don't even like her. But I'm not like, if you've never had somebody hold a gun in your face and have to deal with the fact that you may never see the people you love ever again,
right,
the very, very first thing I thought of when I read that headline was, oh my God, I'm sure the only thing she was thinking about was her babies.
Right.
Because that, like, that's terrifying.
And
you,
right. It would be so scary.
You never know. People rob you and still kill you.
Right.
So I don't have to like her or care about her or respect what she does to respect that that was something that was absolutely terrifying and fucked up. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're going to have 3 seasons about this. Yes, she's going to have somebody write a large book about it with plenty of pictures in the middle. But as of right now, I can respect that that is fucked up and not joke about it or act like, well, why did Kanye leave? Because his wife and the mother, his kids was almost
shot.
Okay,
nigga said, like, why did Kanye leave?
Yes, like, oh, well, what was the point of it? Like, she wasn't really hurt. So
obviously,
why was
he was going to leave a fucking show if his fucking wife was bound and gagged and held at gunpoint and robbed dumb niggas. Obviously. But for me, that's a big if. So it's not that I don't believe it. It's more like I don't know that I do believe it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Look, I'm trying to give everybody the benefit of the doubt these days. Until you prove that this shit... it's some bullshit. I really, really want to believe that they wouldn't fake some shit like this because they fake shit all the time. They make up little stories all the time that aren't nearly this extreme. You know what I'm saying? The Kardashians know how to make an entire season out of lost lip gloss. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why they would feel like they need to pretend that this woman was almost murdered to further whatever they're doing. I'm not going to put it past anybody yet.
Right.
But I'm going to treat this as if it actually happened because it's something that's serious. And I feel like if it really did happen, especially knowing what that's like, I'm not going to act like, oh, hey girl, well, too bad. Or because Kim Kardashian is annoying, her, you know, tragic, scary.
Right, no, it's not like
she
deserved it because she, you know, is talentless and famous for no good reason. That is not a, that's not like, oh, well, you deserve being robbed for that, you know, or you find her annoying or whatever. Like, that's not a reason to be like, hey, girl, you deserve to be gagged and wondering if niggas about to come in here and rape you and then kill you and you'll never see your children.
What?
Like, I would be terrified, like, the fuck terrified if that shit happened to me. So my heart goes out to her, but this is a family known for creating stories and manufacturing drama. And I'm just not sure that what I've heard about this story is what exactly happened in that hotel room. That's all. I just have to think twice when it comes to stories from a people who have made their money by making shit up. Like, they put lies and shit on TV all the time. And then they tweet about shit or they blog about shit or they whatever on social media. And you just never know what's real and what isn't. So
that's
I don't
true.
Know what's real with this family. I'm glad Kim's okay. I hope she gets therapy or counseling or whatever, because that would be a fucking
traumatic,
terrifying thing to go through. And I hope it's true. I mean, I'm sad that that happened to you,
right.
But I hope you're not lying.
I hope you're not lying.
I truly hope you're not lying.
Because
about this.
Honestly,
that is heinous.
Ever petition comes after it, I'm signing it 300
that is
times.
Heinous.
But again, I'm not even going to imply or act like, because something like this is so fucking serious.
Remember when she said they were on first class on some plane and some woman woke up and started screaming at Northwest? Talking about that's a black baby and she has a black husband and they need to shut that black baby up because North was screaming or crying or something on a plane. You don't remember that? It's like, did that happen? Did that happen, Kim?
I don't know.
I feel like if Kim Kardashian and Northwest were cussed out in first class on an airplane, a commercial flight, there would have been witnesses. There would have been people who knew about this. I'm not saying you lying. I'm saying the truth is maybe somewhere in the back of you. Maybe this is not the whole... Maybe she woke up and some girl was like, is that Kim Kardashian? Is that her mixed baby or something? Like, I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. But, you know, I hope she's not lying. I truly do.
I really want to say she's not because I don't
I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with she's not. I just need y'all to know that I have doubts right here. Like, not in the front, but right behind that. There's some doubts about this whole story.
Cool.
That's
well,
all. Same doubts I had about that white woman talking about niggas pulled a gun on her at Chris Brown house. Now, bitch, that just don't.
But, girl, we knew that was some bullshit.
Okay,
like,
but you can just run up on Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian.
We have pictures of people who ran up on Kim
That's
Kardashian.
That's what I'm saying. So if this has happened before, like, this ain't even the first time niggas got close to you. Why the fuck is it possible for random robbers to dress up as police or whatever and break into your hotel room and do this? Why? Do you know how many layers of security you must have to go through to get to Beyonce? It just don't make sense.
It was Beyonce.
Well, it is Beyonce, but Kim Kardashian is very fucking famous. She is.
I don't know what kind of security she
That's what
has.
I'm saying. I don't get
have.
It. What kind of security detail do you have? Why are them niggas so lackadaisical?
But I'm assuming that if you are in what's supposed to be some kind of private apartment or whatever, that maybe there aren't that many people to get through. I don't know where your security would have been, but they weren't in the apartment. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have questions, too. But until somebody is like, here, girl,
you're right.
Go the receipts, I'm not going to act like, you know, skeptical or whatever, because that's like, if it truly happened to you, that's something that's going to be with you for quite some time. And I don't even wish that on, like, my worst enemy.
Yeah, I wouldn't wish that on Taylor Swift.
Who most of y'all, I see, deleted very quickly those jokes because you knew mama was coming with her ink on moist, okay? Them pens had the top clicked right off. Ready to get to that dotted line and take your ass to that that Law and Order.
You are so stupid.
I saw so many jokes like, ooh, Taylor Swift got her so good. I was like, Amber probably won't think to sue you, but Taylor is just waiting.
I was about to say, if I was y'all, I wouldn't play like that, because that don't...
And it was funny. Like, the jokes were hilarious. But I said, oh, no, not me.
No, girl.
I'm going to give her the satisfaction.
Because I know how Taylor Swift likes to do.
Taylor Swift, I was waiting to get your motherfucking ass, you black bitch.
No, ultimately... You know, it's a fucked up story. It's a very traumatic thing that happened. I hope she's okay, her kids, her husband, and all that. You know, I'm gonna leave it right there because I'm Christian.
I just want for us to get to a place where we can start, you know, thinking as people. That's why it is so easy for me to talk however the fuck I talk about famous people, because they're just people. Some of them are people who could do shit that I could never do in my life, or have things I might never have possess. In my life. But they're still people just like me. So the way that I can clown you for doing some people shit, I can still have sympathy or empathy for you when you go through some people shit. And I wish that more people were able to do that instead of always looking to say something bad, or always trying to look for like the bad side of things. Until she gives me the reason to read her over this and trust, if it comes out as being some bullshit, I am pulling the plasma from your blood. Anyway,
remember when she was pregnant and got that blood treatment done?
That was just silly, though. That was so
dumb. That was just random that I thought about.
It was really scary. And then everybody was into it. I'm going to get a vampire facial. Like, well, you going by yourself.
Fucking mind?
That's
crazy,
nice.
Crazy girl? I'm not doing that shit.
I'd rather
vampire?
Look
oh,
for
no.
it.
Mm-mm. No, I'll just keep the face guy.
I'd rather look like Mickey York. Okay. Mickey Rourke.
York and Rourke, both them niggas.
The York, the Rourke, the Pork, all of them.
Tell all of them.
Well, that's it for Shameful this week.
Amen.
We didn't even do an hour's worth.
Cool.
We might actually make it.
We're going to get out of here on time today,
all
bro.
All right.
Hey guys, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. Opening up to a therapist might feel uncomfortable, cathartic, exhausting, or exhilarating. Personally, I find it to be all of these things depending on the time and dime. But if you keep talking or texting with a licensed therapist, you'll gain insights and uncover truths that you can find only in therapy. Personally, I'm therapy constantly. It's one of the most important things in my life right now, to be honest with you. And it is just, it makes a difference knowing that you have someone somewhere that is judgment-free, that is unbiased, that can hear you out. And it being Mental Health Awareness Month is the time, if it's been on your mind, to give it a try. Celebrate May, Mental Health Awareness Month, and the power of talking out in therapy. Talkspace is offering every listener of The Read $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80. When you go to Talkspace.com/read to match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/read to get $80 off your first month with the code SPACE80. And to show your support for the show, that's Talkspace.com/READ, code SPACE80. Go get some help, talk some stuff out. Let's get back to the show. So listen, guys, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. I've been running my mouth about it for a while now. Black representation in media is incredibly important, and I feel like it's in kind of a precarious situation at the moment. So amplifying and enjoying as many of these stories as possible is pretty important. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. You can get things from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations. There's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives have always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center on Black voices. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
We are back, and now it's time for listener letters.
It sure is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. They may just end up aloud on the show. Our first question, mon dieu. Let's see. So this person calls himself the baker. And he says, I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 years. I'm his first boyfriend, and I took his virginity.
Oh, God. In the beginning. Here we go. Let's just get it over with.
Two sentences.
You've said plenty. That was a mouthful.
In the beginning of the relationship, he was anal, no pun intended, about making sure.
You intended it.
He was anal about making sure he was cleaned out before sex. He would fast and avoid certain foods. He had me buy him a reusable enema bag, and he used it faithfully. But now that we're past that introductory period, he's gotten more comfortable with bottoming. And I assume he feels like this level of preparation is no longer necessary.
You can't even get it out.
I can't. The problem is that the last four or five times we've had sex, my baby turned into Picasso.
Jesus, Crystal. I mean, my God.
These aren't my words. And started painting on my dick. He is not aware of this.
Oh, God.
And do you know why he's not aware of this? Because I like to nut in him. And part of our agreement is that if I do that, I have to clean him up afterwards.
Okay, all right.
So I'm literally cleaning up.
No. That is enough.
So we can skip through all this.
Okay, well, just what is the question?
I'm afraid to tell him that he's painting because I think he will be embarrassed. I tried to bring it up in a joking way, and he got really upset, so I told him I was kidding. The ass is so good. And I don't want to be in a sexless relationship. I understand we're two men having booty sex, and this is almost inevitable, but on the other hand, I don't want it to become the norm. It's to the point now when we're fucking, I want to tell him to stop throwing it back on me because I think it happens when I go too deep. Would you guys say something to him? And if so, how would you approach it? Or should I just allow him to unknowingly manufacture brownie mix? Thanks, the baker. Sometimes I go off. I go hard. Take what's mine. Hey, friend, you done? You good? You here? Kid Fury. So what do you do when you're dating somebody?
I'm still unpacking everything that just
There was a whole paragraph I left out.
Happened.
That you wouldn't let me read.
Oh, God.
So this is not something I have a lot of experience with, or really any.
I can't.
So I think your fear is going to have to guide you through this one. But, you know, from the outside looking in, I would say outside. So, but anyway, you have to say something. You're cleaning feces off your penis, bro. You have to. You can't. I mean, unless you're okay with that, and you clearly aren't, you have to be able to have a conversation about it. I would have
Everyone,
it when you're.
I am so sorry. Like, I really don't
have
know.
It when you're
I didn't
fully clothed.
Anything related to
you
this
pick
question.
The smell and taste, so you don't get to apologize.
Smell
for
and taste.
No. Because you picked out smell and taste. Yeah, you did. I'm pretty sure you did.
You chose smell and taste.
Did I?
I was the one who was disgusted by it, Crystal. I chose cousin
you
fucker.
You chose cousin fucker.
Which is still not
oh,
as
so
bad
you,
as this.
Oh, no. What?
That's morally gross. This is physically, spiritually, and emotionally nasty.
So it's three types of gross instead of one.
Yeah.
So what do you do when this happens? Do you take the three or take the two?
You are such a bitch. Listen, sir. Oh my God. Oh, heaven.
Is it inevitable? Because it seems like
it's not that it's inevitable. It's just something that it would expect to happen because, girl,
booties.
Like that's what happens
yeah,
there.
That's
like
what
it's
there.
Not.
Yeah.
So you have to get to a place where you can just be a big boy, and when it does happen. You kind of go with the flow. It seems as though right now you're still going for it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem as though it has stopped you too much from going to where you need to be or want to be.
He said the ass is still good.
You just are trying to make sure that, you know, you don't have, you know, muddy waters.
Yeah.
So.
So I guess y'all aren't using condoms because, yeah.
Well, that's no.
Yeah, because you like to nut in him.
Which, again, like, you didn't have to say. Anyway.
But the agreement is that he has to clean up the boyfriend and the, you know, I don't know how that works.
I mean, this is the least you could do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not.
He said he's the first boyfriend. He's the first.
He's the first boyfriend.
So he's still
first
getting.
First time the nigga has bottomed for anybody. But the first time he was super diligent. He was in there renting that thing out every time.
Here's the thing, you know, and with age comes. You have to, like, if you're going to commit yourself to this this part of the agreement, then you have to consider loads of different things. He has to consider loads of different things. I'm talking about the bottom.
Yeah.
Not only do you need to learn how to clean properly and effectively, you also have to consider what you eat and when. It's not just, oh, I'm going to starve. If you ain't eating nothing but corn chips and melted cheese and frosting, then you can expect that there ain't going to be too much of a difference, no matter how hard you rinse. You got to have fiber. You got to implement your greens. You've got to, you know, brown rices.
Please help the kids out.
Things that will, you know, keep your engines going.
Oh, God.
All right? So that you can have regularity. And, you know, that will help with residue and things of that nature.
And so
that is something that you have to think about. He needs to think about. I don't know what his diet is like, but he has to consider those things prior. And then also, you know, timing is effective. You know your body more than... Here's the thing. If you are new to bottoming, you know what I mean? You have to just... You're going to get to know your body better than you thought you did. And so all of those things...
I bet you will.
Like when you should eat, when to stop... what to eat, what not to eat, what you can handle, what your body can't, all of those things with time and practice you kind of get used to
and figure
out. But as of right now, make sure that this nigga is eating leafy greens.
Well, at first he was keeping it rinsed out and now he's not. I think he got a little too comfortable.
Oh, well then that nigga needs to be doing, what?
You
know.
See, you were so disgusted that you didn't even hear the whole story.
I literally
When they first
listening.
Started fucking, the boyfriend was like, all right, I'm not eating after 2:30. I'm going in there with this reusable enema bag and I'm putting some vanilla drops in the water.
See, I finished listening. You have to use it. I mean, it really changes the game, in case you didn't know about that.
So that your bus can tell, like, smell like, taste like.
Smell and taste.
Like cake.
You see how I brought it right back around? So
yeah, he was doing it at first and now he's not. So how do you say, can you get back to rinsing out your ass?
I would really like not to plunge into your chocolate factory.
Oh my God.
So if you could, you know, flee before I beat, that would be sweet. And that's all you gotta do. Can we move? What is the next question? Oh God. We've lost 3,000 listeners.
No, what? People love this.
Oh, no.
We don't answer enough questions from gay men. We should get more questions from gay men. Feel free to hit us up. Ask them.
Yes, let's ask the gay men about the shit in their lives.
Well, they can ask us about other stuff. It doesn't have to be, how come this nigga keeps painting on me? So, our next question is from Iman, who says, what's worse, looking jealous or crazy? It's only half the line, but it's
right.
Okay. My boyfriend and I have been together for over 4 years, and within the last year, we moved in together. We've had to adjust and get used to shacking
four
up.
4 years?
Yeah. They've been together for 4 years, living together for one.
Great.
In one area, he's extremely fucked up, and he got me fucked up.
Oh, God.
Quite a few times, he's gone out with friends and stayed out until 5 or 6 a.m., and a few times, he didn't even come home at all. Okay. The first time he did this, I snapped off, and he seemed to be shocked as to why I would find this disrespectful, but I thought it was common knowledge that niggas should bring their asses home. I did not know it was optional, and I realized we aren't married, but the fact that we decided to move in together just seems like, nigga, if you didn't want to come home, why did you move in? It's not even that I believe he's out cheating, because he's always been the type to go out and club, but what level of disrespect is not coming home? Am I overreacting, or should my man... be coming home. Thanks, Iman.
See, now, here's the thing. This is partially your fault and his.
Okay.
And I'm going to break it down why.
Cool.
Now, with him, he definitely needs to consider your feelings in the fact that he should come home to you, especially if you live together and you kind of have a rhythm of things where you want to get in bed together and, you know, go to sleep together and that whole kind of romantic whatever fuck shit. Like, to consider the fact that, hey, I would like it if you would be here when I'm ready to go to bed, at least. I think that, yes, he needs to compromise to those feelings. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the reason I say this is partially your fault. And it's going to sound really antiquated, but oh, I'm going to go for it.
Oh, no.
The whole thing with shacking up.
Don't do it.
Is that when you start to give a nigga the effects of a marriage or like an official kind of like a thing, but well, y'all ain't.
Well,
you start to expect certain things out of like an exclusive or like a marriage thing because y'all live together, but that's not where you're at.
Right.
See, if you didn't live together yet or if you weren't living together until you got married, then this probably wouldn't bother you as much.
Mm-hmm.
But like, niggas will just get into the swing of things. Oh, we live together and oh, I'm super comfy and oh, whatever, we ain't married and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But like, you already live together. If he's going out and staying out until 6 o'clock now and you get married, he's probably going to still go out and stay out until 6 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So
probably.
It's not to say that you living with him is the reason that this nigga is not coming home at night or whatever, but I think that you kind of have certain expectations for your relationship because you live together that you wouldn't have in a relationship now anyway because you're not married. You know what I'm saying? You don't have kids together, I think. And so, like, he's still out doing single, well, not single, but he's still out doing, like,
staying out all night and shit.
You know,
it is kind of single nigga shit.
I mean, it is single nigga shit, but niggas in relationship go out and stay out and stuff like that, too. And you say you don't think he's cheating on you, which is good. So there's that, but it's kind of like, y'all aren't even really, I think, at a place right now where you need to hammer down on him coming home at night after the club yet. I think that you probably think that because you're in a position physically where it feels like this nigga should be coming home because I done cooked all night and put these kids to bed. And, you know, I got my hair curling, so I'm ready. And that's not what the situation
is. And where is this nigga?
Right.
Your man don't come home by 2:45 and you be like, nah, I know last call was an hour ago. So,
but he definitely should at least consider your feelings when it comes to, you know, like not coming home at all. Like, nigga, what the fuck?
Yeah, now that is outrageous.
That's crazy.
If it's been 3 or 4 times over the past year that he stayed out till 5 or 6, I'm going to speak for myself and say that I would be okay with a nigga staying out super late if it was like a reason for you to be out super late. Like a bachelor party or somebody's birthday party or whatever. A reason for niggas to go out and turn up all night. I understand. Especially if you're in a big city. Now it's different if y'all in Tulsa. Where there is nowhere to go.
Literally nothing to do.
After 3 a.m. There is nothing else to do. Everything is closed.
3 a.m. is still better than a lot
but
of other cities.
If y'all in L.A., Miami, New York.
Shit shuts down in L.A. at like 1:30.
It's real. But it's very easy to stay out all night at something.
That's
it's
true.
Super easy.
That's
so
true.
That would be one thing. But the nigga not coming home at all and not calling or texting you to let you know what's up.
Yeah.
That would piss me off.
That's a really
don't
good point,
worried about you.
The
don't
very
have me
least,
worried about you. Right.
It could be like, oh, hey, I'm about to go to the after hours because it was lit and niggas, you know, we still turned up. And I just want to go and do whatever. Because at least you can be like, ugh, all right, nigga, I'm going to bed. You better be here when I wake
up. I'm glad you said something because I was sure sitting here waiting on your black ass. But me and this pussy going to sleep.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
You come home when you feel like it, I guess.
And if it's only been a couple of times out of the year so far, then just let that nigga have a good time. Yeah. And you know, whatever.
If you're not worried about him cheating, then it is what it is. The thing is, if the nigga wants to cheat, he ain't got to stay out all night to
do
it.
He damn sure
don't. He ain't got to do it. Niggas will find a way. So if you're not worried about nothing like that, you know, talk to him about it. He should at least be hitting you up to let you know everything's good and what time he should be home.
Yes.
And
that's just considering.
That's just considerate
person.
Because you right. live with that person.
Exactly.
So you're not coming in the house all hours or have me up worried about your black ass. Too much shit out here that could go down.
Right.
So have him, you know, talk to him about it. I feel like y'all can work this one out. Hopefully it goes well. Let us know how it goes. Our last question comes from Rafiki, who says, I'm a 21-year-old female chemical engineer hailing from Nairobi, Kenya, and currently living in the U.S. I've been trying to date. Oh, girl, I am so sorry.
Emphasize on trying.
Okay, she's a chemical engineer from Kenya and living in America, so she's already too good for what every...
the vast every majority of these Americans. Like, I don't even know why I tried.
I've been having a lot of trouble with dating because I meet a lot of men who want to be intimate, but they get insulted when I ask for their STD test results beforehand. Coming from a continent that is especially stigmatized by the rampant spread of STDs, asking for someone's results back home is the norm. And some of my first dates back home even consented to going to testing centers before we went out for dinner. But moving to a
work. Like, look,
that was like,
let me not waste
right
this
now,
$25.
Girl. We could go right
per
now.
Per plate. if I know that I'm not about to go. Like, I know that's right.
That's right. What's on that dick? Nothing? All right.
Okay, well, let's go eat and then we're
going to Red Lobster.
Because I wasn't going to buy you no biscuits. If I couldn't have no biscuits.
Obviously, when you move to a different continent, one must adjust to the norms of dating, but testing is not one of the things I'm willing to compromise. How do I ask for tests and results without scaring guys off? P.S. I work as a chemical engineer in a research facility that works on different viral diseases, and even the thought of kissing someone without testing has me thinking of the 100 plus diseases you can get from another person
so
that'll have you dead in 24 hours. Thank you, girl. Thank you.
So
this is
Crystal.
All I'm saying.
I knew you.
This is all I'm saying. Thank you, girl.
Oh, my God.
If either of you plan on visiting the motherland, please consider Kenya as one of your stops and let Dustin know he's gorgeous. Okay. You girls still barking up that Dustin tree.
Look, Dustin will take him down.
Oh, he will.
Don't
let Dustin be at one of these parties or the club or something, because Dustin will steal your
Dustin
bitch.
Dustin will see a bitch and be like, she's mine now.
Dustin will be like,
so,
Crystal, look at this girl I just found. Ain't she fine? She mine. And then leave.
Like, and then he's like, what?
You're like, where are you?
All right.
Okay.
Sure, Dustin.
Dustin, man, that nigga got to teach me some shit.
So, look, and this, I actually love this because this is something that should be the norm here.
It should be the norm
well.
Here. It should, girl.
It shouldn't make someone so uncomfortable, and it actually would do a lot of good if people were less uncomfortable with the questions.
Yes.
Oh, so hey, about those results. The issue is so many people here are living in blissful ignorance when it comes to that sort
oh,
of
yes.
thing. And so the thought of what they may have that they haven't been
Maybe
tested
like, oh, no, thank
for you. Is terrifying enough. So the fact that you're like, so hey girl, everything all right down there? It's just like, what, bitch? What? Get out of my face. How dare you? Because they have it. You know, they may not even know the last time, especially men. Oh, girl.
Oh, yes. Oh,
may
yes.
May not even
girl.
Know the last time
careful.
They got a checkup.
And she's 21. So she's probably dating a bunch of niggas in their early 20s who definitely not trying to do no shit like be responsible.
Or like wear latex protection
bitch,
or
what?
Just use. Medication, like, oof. Like, I was going to ask that first question that you had. I said, I hope they're using some prep.
Something.
Prepare. Be pre.
Really?
Be prepared.
Now, every time I watch that movie and hear that song, I'm going to think about you doing that. In this context. Oh, girl.
Woo!
You having a hard time, baby.
Right.
It's going to stay that way. Because niggas,
yes.
is they just ain't shit, girl.
You know how to just keep it real. You know you can go down to, like, the CVS, the Walgreens, and buy those little shits right in the box. I think they're a little pricey. They may be, like, $50 or whatever. But I've definitely purchased them for myself and for dates. And you just do a real quick swab in the mouth. It's
oh,
about
really?
20 minutes. You didn't know about this?
I thought you had to mail it in to get the results.
No, I can't. What the fuck is the name of the one that I bought?
I've seen a paternity test.
The one I bought was specifically for HIV, but you just swab your mouth out and you put it in a little tube and then your results come back in 20 minutes. I'd be like, ding, I'm good. Okay, great. Here's yours. Like, you know, so, and I actually, there are a lot of gay couples that have been doing that as well, plus prep and stuff. So I think with us, hopefully anyway, I know it's a lot of motherfuckers still running around and doing what they want, and I'm not going to shame you, but I'm hoping at least that there are more people, at least in our community, that are making those progressions towards being like, okay, hey, girl, so swap. You know,
right.
And y'all can do the very, very, very same thing. I just think that a lot of us maybe are too afraid of the possibilities and stuff, and it's really silly, and honestly, it just does more harm than good. So stick to your motherfucking guns.
Yeah.
And just, you'll find someone who'll
stick
be like, oh, I know, I'm good.
Yeah.
So what you
stick
want
to
me
it.
To take?
Definitely stick to it. You can date these niggas, but don't fuck them if they're not going to show you,
right?
You know, the receipts.
What are they gonna tell you? You wrong?
Right. I mean, you deserve to demand to see that. That's not outrageous or like ridiculous for you to ask for. So definitely make sure these niggas is, you know.
Start a coalition for motherfuckers actually. Let's get that shit going.
But you're gonna have a hard trouble. You're gonna have a hard time dating as a 21-year-old just because niggas your age are not looking for the real thing. They're looking for the easiest thing. And so they're probably not going to go through the effort of going to the clinic with you or showing you their papers or whatever, because it's a million other hoes out here who don't give one fuck.
Not
so.
One. They be looking at
so
you right
here
and like, questions? Oh, I'm out.
Oh, no. Bitch, what?
I didn't know this was an interview.
Who told you to talk? We did not. This isn't. Conversation wasn't what I signed up for.
Discussions.
So good luck to you, but definitely stick to your guns. You will find somebody worth sleeping with.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It'll be so green.
But dick is plentiful, girl, so don't fuck yourself over for these niggas. Because it's everywhere, girl.
Find a fresh one.
Send your questions to ask3@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Hey, y'all. Listen, we all know that life is full of the yada, yada, yada. You know, sometimes you sign up for a contract one place, and then in order to get out of it, you got to send a million letters and go up there in person. And it's just a bunch of blah, blah, blah. Like, this could have been easier. OK, we've all dealt with the yada, yada before when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in fine print, or, you know, even bills that just seem to keep going up every month for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then they charge you for every little thing until you might as well have just booked your ticket somewhere else. But it is possible to outsmart the yada yada, like triple checking airline deals and making sure everything you need is already included. So remember, you don't have to take the yada yada in life, and you don't have to take it from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. So stop by one of the over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide to sign up today.
So we're back now, and it's time for the read.
I really love, why do I feel this way? Why does she stay on my mind? I don't know. I don't know why I feel this way. I don't know why that just hit me.
That's awesome. So.
Okay.
Alrighty, well.
Do you have a read? I don't, you know what? I don't really have a read this week.
I do.
Okay, so I'm just going to say two things really quickly. First of all, stop telling me how to talk.
Okay.
I'm not nice.
All right.
This is directed to those of you who like to send me messages on Tumblr or email or social media or whatever and be like, sometimes you say things and I feel like you should just say not all white people or not all black men or not all white girls. Girl, I'm not going to do that.
That's actually so great because it's going to segue perfectly.
I'm just not finna fucking do that. If you want somebody to hold your hand, I have a lot of friends who do that. I have a lot of friends. I can give you several at names of girls who are willing to sit here and walk you through whatever it is you want to learn about, or they have tons of content online that you can go read and watch and learn for yourself. But that's simply not me. I'm the bitch who's going to say whatever the fuck I want to say, however the fuck I want to say. And if you hoes don't like it, you can just not consume it. That's all there is to that. But trying to get me to be nice and give all these little, oh, but only in this situation or blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not going to do all that. If it don't apply to you, then it just don't apply. Don't take it personally.
Sugarcoating is a waste of time.
I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to be like, well, not all white women, but these white women. Like, obviously, I don't mean all white women. I never say all white people do any one thing. I don't do that. And if I do, then I probably mean it. But if I'm not saying all such and such, don't put that all in my mouth, because I didn't fucking say it. If it don't apply to you or your black boyfriend that you just met 3 weeks ago or what the fuck ever, then leave it the fuck alone, girl. Like, it's just not. Solange and Master P said, if you're not feeling it, if you're not feeling my work, then it's not for you. And that's okay. It don't have to be for you. Maybe what I have to say, or maybe me, is just not for you. And that's perfectly fine. But you hitting me up trying to get me to change the way I feel about stuff, or trying to get me to change the way I talk, I'm just not going to do. Black women been told for way too long to be nicer and sweeter and calmer and all that other shit. I am the black bitch who's going to reject all of it. So glad we got that out the way. That's truly all I had to say today. I don't have a lot of hollering to do. I just read this article on Variety giving out the incomes per episode of some of the highest paid people in TV. And I'm disgusted to find that Tracee Ellis Ross is only making $80,000 an episode for Black-ish, which sounds like obviously a lot of money. But when you look at the rest of the people on this list, like Anthony Anderson's making $100,000. Everybody on Modern Family's making $250,000. These hoes on The Big Bang Theory is making $1 million. Like, it's just... It disgusts me to look at this list on Variety and see how little people of color are valued, even though they are on some of the biggest shows on television, some of the highest rated programs, like being consistently paid less than shows that have fewer viewers and aren't rated as high. So it just makes me sick to see. Like, I mean, this is fucked up. And it's illustrating part of a bigger problem in this society. And I'm just, I don't know. Like, it's almost disheartening, because Tracee Ellis Ross is like, I feel like to me, she's one of those black women who has been around or had a career for almost all my life.
Yes, for a very long time.
And like, is damn near Hollywood royalty. Like, I would expect her to be considered right along with the rest of the white girls as far as like, you know, Hollywood darlings and my mom gave birth to me. Kind of like a Kate Hudson. Is that who I'm thinking of? The white girl with the hair? Because her mama was somebody else. Goldie Hawn.
Karen's mama's gold. I don't know nothing.
I think
about
Karen, so. Anyway, I kind of look at her at on that sort of level, and so to see her, I don't know. It just really it upset me, especially because Steve Harvey makes more than she does.
White Girl. People love Steve,
Steve Harvey.
They love him.
Child. Apparently, Andy Cohen makes $4 to $5 million per episode of Watch What Happens Live. So, I mean, but you know,
I know
Andy's
right.
a bad bitch all by herself. But anyway, I don't like that, and I'm sure that it is part of a longer, deeper conversation that we need to have about, you know, women not being paid the same as men. For those of you who don't believe in the wage gap, I encourage you to take a look at this because it's right there in black and white. Like, even Anthony and Tracy on the same show, and with Tracy having like probably 20 years more experience, still being paid less. It's just, it's disgusting. So I just wanted to bring it up so everybody knows that when I'm out here hollering and screaming about black women and how we need to be valued and loved and paid attention and cared for, that's exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. It's just one aspect of many. So that's it. I'm done. Not finna holler at y'all this week.
Well, okay. For me, similar to, I think, maybe what you said at first about words and how things should be said and how they are digested.
Oh, Lord.
So we get to add Layla Ali to the list of niggas who said all lives matter.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. So she was doing, I think, something with Huffington Post Live. And I guess they were asking her about, she claims that the question was about balancing, I guess, like a voice on social media, like a political voice, while having so many different fans and so many different types of whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what she says. And basically what she said on the show was that she said that she doesn't post pro-black content on her Facebook page because she has all types of fans and she doesn't want to make them look separate. Mm-hmm. I mean, she doesn't want them to feel separated or whatever. And she says, by me not posting, it doesn't mean that black lives don't matter. To me, it's obvious that black lives matter. And then I'm like, what is posting going to do? What is speaking out going to do? Okay. Well, where are you going with this, Layla? Yes, black lives matter. Yes, white lives matter. Asian lives matter. All lives matter.
What?
And that's kind of what my focus is. But it's hard because, you know, you've got sponsors and you've got this and you've got that and you don't want to step on anybody's toes and you're trying to be politically correct. But at the same time, trying to uplift your people. I would think I do want to say that this is kind of broken up, the quote that I'm reading, because I'm reading a transcript. Mm-hmm. I did watch the video of, like, the interview, though. Here it says, I would think about what I can do as a family to take responsibility for our actions. The comparison she made was something like, you know, if I have a child that's acting out, I have to deal with my child or something like that. I'm sorry, and I'm not, but you can go watch it. I would think about what I can do as a family to take responsibility for our actions. So I think as black people, we have to do the things that we can do to make a change within our own community.
No!
Within ourselves first, and then let the trickle effect happen.
Ugh, garbage.
The only trickling that's going to be happening is the blood from our necks when we are lying dead in the street after these niggas kill us.
Friend.
It doesn't matter what happens within the community, Layla, and you should know this. I will also say that Layla later got on, I don't know if it was Facebook Live or whatever, on, you know, in her patio or veranda or her sunroom or whatever the fuck this was. And she was very upset. And said that her words were twisted and that she never meant it like that. And that, you know, the reason she doesn't post pro-black stuff on her Facebook is because it's a fitness. Her Facebook is about fitness and health. It's a lifestyle blog. And so it doesn't even make sense to put that there. And that, she does feel like all lives matter. But, you know, we are being killed in the street. And my father wouldn't be ashamed of me because, you know, they let her have it. You know they let her have it.
Bring her daddy into it, y'all. Damn.
And, you know, all of these things. And so she tried to clean it up at the end, but what she said in the interview on Huffington Post was so different than what she said afterwards. So it was like, if that's what you meant, then that's what you should have motherfucking said. And she never, in the video that I watched, this alleged clearing up, said anything about the comments of black people and what we have to do within our own community. Because, again, Layla... That makes no difference.
It doesn't make any.
And she even had the nerve to talk about, oh, well, my dad, you know, when he said all of those pro-black things, he was young and that was his experience. And then as he started to travel the world and see all of these other things going on in the world, he started to preach about love and unity and all this other stuff. Layla, I don't care if you can whip my ass or not. Please be quiet. You don't have to say anything. You could have just been like, you know what? The reason I don't talk about pro-black stuff or political stuff on the internet or on my social media is because it doesn't make me comfortable. I love my people. I love my race. I love who I am. And I love everybody. And I really want for us to all get along. I don't feel comfortable talking about that. Nobody can argue with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because,
right.
And this is, my read isn't even dedicated to Layla. I wanted to make a bigger picture here.
Cool.
The point that we keep trying to make with this Black Lives Matter thing is that there is nowhere in that sentence, that very short sentence, that says anything about anybody else's life being invaluable. There's nothing.
Right.
Did I use the right word?
Invaluable.
Valuable means.
Oh, no. You mean without value.
Yeah, because invaluable means that you
super value.
Shit ton of value.
Yes.
Well, look, I knew, but I caught my mistake.
You
and that's all
back.
That motherfucking matters.
That's right.
Okay.
Words matter.
That's what they do.
You knew it.
That's right. You see how I cleaned my shit up on the
that's
spot?
Right.
That's right.
You said invite, don't say.
No, that's not the right
sure
word.
Does.
That isn't it. Mm-hmm. That's not. See, that's all you have to do. You have to think about words and then find it and then figure out how to properly apply them shit. That's all
right,
I'm saying.
Friend. That's
nothing
right.
Nothing in the term or in the sentence Black Lives Matter means, nothing about that says or implies that white lives don't matter, or that Asian
right.
lives don't matter, or that women's lives don't matter, or that blue lives don't matter, or green lives, or lion lives, or monkey lives, or whatever else. Nothing. It's just saying, like, a friend of mine, Niles, actually said, you know, it's ridiculous that we would even have to do. He's talked about saying Black Lives Matter too. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's ridiculous that we would even have to say that shit because it's obvious. But like, girl, is this what we need to do to get y'all to shut the fuck up? And I was like, I don't know.
Maybe we do have to stick a two on
it. Maybe we do have to stick a two on the end of it so you bitches can shut the fuck up, because you can't argue with it at that point. You know what I'm saying? But you shouldn't be able to argue with it now, because there's nothing about the segment. First of all, this is the problem. You said that what you said was very clear, that, you know, you have issues because white folks sit at the top with their dollars that they'll give to you over their energy drinks and their jerky. You know? Those white folks
love jerky.
Ooh, they love it. A smokehouse
white
jerk.
People act like beef jerky is a whole meal, nigga.
A whole meal.
Niggas be like, let me get a jalapeno jerky and a regular jerky
and
two Budweiser's
and a diet pop. A pop.
And a red pop.
But, like, the fact that you even brought up the sponsors and all that stuff, I know that he asked the question of how to please everything and da-da-da. I don't know that he said anything about sponsors. But, again, I think that a lot of people are having trouble saying the fucking facts because they know it's a whole lot of white people out here in these businesses that aren't Papa John's and aren't Chick-fil-A and don't come straight out and say I ain't shit.
That's right.
And because they know, even if it's a small fraction of their dollars, they're going to lose some dollars. And they want each and every.
That's
they
right.
want that small fraction. So, bitch, you just watch your motherfucking mouth, because you know that I'm watching you. And you can lose this endorsement anytime. And black people are like, oh no, I like those coins. And so I'm just gonna,
oh, no,
you know,
I'm gonna keep my money.
Good luck. I love y'all. I really do love you and all that stuff. And it's like, same thing with Fantasia and that All Lives Matter concert, although Fantasia really has challenges. So I don't even know. I feel like somebody gassed her and like niggas had to really break it down and be like, no, Fantasia, you're wrong.
So
and
she's she was really like, doing an All Lives Matter concert?
No, they chopped that, girl.
Oh, okay.
That's not happening
Amen.
Anymore.
Amen. Amen.
She tried.
Amen.
And it was quickly shut down. So what I want to say is that, like, I feel like, I don't know, I'm thinking about creating this website myself. I want to build a website that's basically like pages and pages of almost like a series of cover pages that just have
okay.
stats, right?
Okay.
For like a bunch of different movements, like the Black Lives Matter movement. The Slut Walk is another example, because Amber Rose's Slut Walk, of course, at this point, it's like a reality show bonanza. You know,
yeah.
I do think it's lost a bit of its sincerity and meaning from what it actually started as. But Amber Rose herself very clearly explains what the purpose of the Slut Walk is, even if it's a whole bunch of basketball wives and Love and Hip Hop girls and wags or whatever the fuck else in attendance. It doesn't change the fact that that whole organization of women and people who are walking and doing all of that stuff, it serves a greater purpose that affects all women. And so
and women
I want,
have been doing those for years.
Forever. Long before
women
Amber
have
Rose.
Been talking about how you gonna respect us and our sexuality way before Amber Rose.
So the fact that we now have it's become a little bit popular because of this celebrity or whatever, and now y'all are just like, slut walk? I don't support no walk for sluts. Instead of doing your Google and figuring out what the fuck it's actually about. Like, see, with my brain, when I hear some absurd shit like that that I don't understand, I'll be like, let me get more information because this can't be what I think it is. And then I find the information and then I am pleased to not only figure out where things actually lie, but I'm pleased with the fact that I took the time to learn it. Yeah. I just feel so satisfied in my new piece of knowledge. It feels good. I love it. I implore you all. Try it out. That's all I'm saying. So I want to create a website for like the Black Lives Matter movement, right? And then underneath it will just be a whole bunch of bullet points of all of the things that niggas say that waste our time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Like Black Lives Matter would be at the top and then it would be like All Lives Matter. And then it would be like, here's why that shit's wrong. Okay, this, and that. Here's why that's some bullshit. So anytime somebody says some shit to you about All Lives Matter or whatever and tries to argue with you, you can just be like, here's a link. This is why you're wrong. Next. Because I feel like we are wasting valuable time on semantics, and it's just so stupid that we have to every single week explain to somebody, black, white, male, female, whatever, and say here again for the 150th time,
man,
this is why that doesn't make any sense. We're wasting time, valuable time that could be used elsewhere. Because the people at the top, mm-hmm, who got all of this shit kicked off, mm-hmm, they knew that the average American don't give a fuck about having any kind of political understanding or knowledge anyway. And so they can just say dumb shit like, well, all lives matter. Tell them all lives matter. Get it going. Pass it down. you remember the game telephone? Like, pass that shit down. And it just trickles down into the trenches of American society. And then everybody goes into this back and forth, and white racists are sitting at the top like, yes, we have done good on today, because they know better. White folk know better. They know what the fuck that shit means and why it doesn't make any sense. But people have fallen for it because it's so, I guess, confusing for fickle minds that you, and it just shouldn't be this hard. It's mind-blowing that we still talk about it. But clearly, we need some kind of print, some kind of something. That we, I don't know if it's a pamphlet that we can just start taking out to homes, or someplace that we can put on anything, a binder, whatever it takes. I just think that we need to create some place that people can go to or start sending out links rather than arguing the same point every single week for all year. Like, how many times do you think this year alone we have had to explain to people why All Lives Matter is just not, like, it doesn't, not only does it not make sense because Black Lives Matter doesn't have anything to do with other lives not mattering, but in order for you to believe that, you have to agree. So it's not just even something that, it's like, why is it still being used in like retaliation of like a harmless and sensible phrase or saying or whatever you want to call it? So it isn't even really about Layla Ali or Fantasia or Benzina or whoever the fuck was pissed off at the slut walk. It's just, when are we going to get to a point where we're going to start? Yeah, he was the one who, I'm not, my daughter would never be a part of the slut walk.
Taking hoe selfies.
Ain't you fuck sending like four people on Mona's shows?
Sending dick pics and shit. How you gonna tell somebody else? Okay.
Like, anyway, you're a slut yourself. Right. You should have been in
you
the front.
You need to be out here talking about your rights. You need to be up here fighting.
Right.
You
what do we want?
Equality.
What do we want? It? Yeah. Like, Benzino should have been the first one out there with the bit of neck that he got. Championing.
But no.
But no, here you are arguing with people with shit that you don't even know about. And now somebody got to explain some shit that they've explained 500 times already. It's a waste of time. If you're going to be a person who's going to open your mouth and provide commentary when it comes to social issues and things that really matter to people's lives, meaning that people are losing their lives because of these issues, if you're going to be ballsy enough to open your mouth and provide commentary for that, then you should at least take a few minutes out of your life to do a bit of research so that you can have an understanding on what the fuck is actually going on before you say anything and make yourself look dumb. Layla, Fantasia, LeBron, K, Cam Newton and everybody else the fuck who falls in line for that, because I'm speaking to niggas specifically. White folk, I know y'all don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't give a damn if you tried. And the only time you motherfuckers apologize is when your publicist calls you and they're like, well, Sears backed out or whoever. Like, Kmart is just
so
done.
So sorry, girl. Kenmore said they're not going to be able to do it.
They're just sick of your shit and you're finished. That's when you've got your motherfucking press release presented by WhatsApp.
I mean, but when you're more worried about your sponsors than the message you're putting out, I have to wonder where your priorities are.
Like, exactly. Like, don't come afterwards and be trying to explain it and break it up and what I actually meant to say, because I watched what you said and that ain't what you said. Like, what you're saying now sounds better, but you could have said that then.
Especially from people who have enough money right now in their bank accounts for me to live off of for the rest of my life. Like, I'm certain I could live off whatever's in LeBron James' checking account right now, probably for the rest of my days.
And I'm sure if I ever did decide to ruin my life with children, they would be great too.
Right. You can find a way to make this work. So
I would be like, with that money, do you know, maybe I would be like a Lil Wayne who says he's never experienced racism, because I would never leave the house. There wouldn't be nobody to shoot me because I'm so rich and I have all the things right
here. I don't like leaving house now.
Now! Are you kidding me?
I don't like leaving now.
Bitch, please.
It was so hard for me to come to the studio today. I was like, girl, I could be in the living room.
Especially when you got fresh new things and more space.
Yes.
These niggas have pools.
Pools,
five-car garages.
Verandas and
acres.
Guest houses.
Woods. Golf courses. Racetracks. Tennis
Stay
courts.
Home. Have fun.
Just be quiet. Don't say anything. And don't talk about, oh, well, what's posting going to do? A hell of a lot more than you coming on here saying the shit that you just said.
Well.
So there's that. I wish you all well. That's my read for today. And it is not 1:20 up on the screen, which means it's not 2 hours yet.
No, we got a ways to go. We really got out here on time today.
That's right. I'm catching Blackish.
Praise God. That wraps up another episode of the... I have the hiccups.
I hear it.
Of the... read. Mm-hmm. Thanks again to this week's sponsor, Third Love. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It is the most amazing bra. Your tits will feel fantastic. The 24/7 t-shirt bra. Can't finish my sentences, so you guys are just going to deal with these hookups and hiccups. Anyway, the fucking bra feels amazing on your titties, and they stand behind it so much that they're ready to give you guys a chance to try it for free for 30 days. If you love it, keep it, and they'll charge you. If you don't, send it. Oh, my God! Send it back! And you won't be charged, bitch. Start your free trial right now at thirdlove.com/read.
For your tits.
It's, oh my God. Okay, no, I'm fucking done.
All right, we're
finished. It's for your titties now.
So real quick.
Shout out to you for Kid Furry Live in New York City and then also in Los Angeles doing big things and shit, making niggas laugh and shit. I was there with Jade and Fran and we was laughing. It was mad funny.
Thank you so much.
You good or whatever. You real good or whatever.
So thanks to everyone in New York and LA who came out to the Furious Thoughts live shows. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for the support. DC, I'm headed to y'all tomorrow, Friday. Thanks for the sold out show. Chicago, I'll be in your town on Sunday to wrap this leg of it up. And then we've got Trilloween coming on October 28th. In Atlanta, Georgia. And somebody hit me to some game, basically. This is the same weekend as the Spellman and Morehouse homecoming.
Oh, so niggas is going to be choosing. You mean to tell me all these gay Morehouse niggas is coming back out to town?
I'll be in Atlanta with eyes wide open.
That is a song about Jesus. That song is about God.
I love God too. God is with me in Atlanta, LA.
You're not talking about God being with you at this fucking.
The point is that we're having a party on October 28th. And just to let you know.
How do you have homecoming without a football team? I'm going to Google that because I really don't know how that works.
We're moving the venue from Loft IV to Event Space 115. If you already purchased a ticket, you should be getting, or you should have gotten an email already with the changes. If not, you should check your email. Look out for all of that. All of the information has been changed on the website and so on. So make sure that you come out to the function in Atlanta, 28th of October, Halloween. It's going to be great. You don't have to wear a costume, but you should just come anyway. And then on the 31st, we're having Trilloween right back here in New York City. The 31st Halloween is a Monday. I know a lot of y'all are like, well, girl, I have a job. So
yeah, the fuck right. Niggas can't wait to go home after work on that Monday and get ready for Halloween.
The function is the time we moved it up for New York. So the party is going to be from 7 to 10 on Monday for those of you who may have to clock in early on Tuesday. So if you can make it, make sure that you go and grab some tickets. All of these tickets, you can find the links for them on my new website, thekidfury.com. That's THEKIDFURY 1R. I know a couple of y'all have troubles.
Oh, wait.
So,
and the first thing you see is his chesticles as soon as you go to the website.
That's a lie.
Bitch, how you gonna tell? I'm looking right.
They're covered up.
Nigga, I see hair.
It's just a little cleave.
I see chains. I see navel. And I see black skin.
The point is, my black is beautiful.
In your Northwest.
So go gorgeous over to thekidfury.com where you can get tickets to things and pictures and a whole bunch of shit. Peruse. Have a great time. And then Reed shows. We've got the Reed Live coming up in L.A. November 4th.
Yeah, something like that.
Don't get me to lie in. And then I believe December.
Oh, wow, friend. Are you serious? So I'm going to go to thereadlive.com right now and help you out. November 4th, Los Angeles. December 4th, Boston. And December 17th,
Miami.
You're so petty.
And so all of those tickets are available on thereadlive.com, which I knew about. And so you can go and get tickets for those if you want to come out and have a great time.
You are such a fucking mess. Thank you again to Drunk History and Derek and Kyle for having me at the Paley Center yesterday, the Paley Center for Media, talking about Drunk History with some other people who have been on the show. And they screened my new story, which I'm very excited for you guys to see this season. And my little moment with Lin-Manuel Miranda. So it was very nice and fun and just kind of weird to see myself again in that context. But
yes,
thanks for having me. Thanks to everybody who bought a ticket and came out. Shout out to the one black girl in the audience who had heard of the Reed. And when somebody said it, she was like, yeah, that's my shit. I was like, yes, girl, you it. You the one real fan. So, but thanks for having me and thanks for coming out. Appreciate y'all. Is that it? We
awesome
done?
Possum. Do you I have think
an acronym or not?
Black Lives Matter, BLM.
Right. And it's timeless.
BLMBDASE.
Black Lives Matter, bitch. Don't ask shit else.
Yeah!
I got it! Yeah!
Woo!
I found myself.
That's right.
I got it. All right. We're going to see y'all next week.